Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is James Lee. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. This talk is going to be part one of a talk about Linux distributions, and it will be continued in talk two. So what I want to do is talk in this part of the talk about what is a Linux distribution and talk about some of the major flavors of Linux and why we would choose one distribution over another. And in the second part, we'll talk about some specifics of a few different distributions. But we'll get to that later. Anyway, so what a distribution is basically a packaging of different Linux packages, software packages. So the thing about Linux is that it's open source, and what that means is that the software is available for free, so you can download it for free. You can make any modifications to it that you want. You can then compile those modifications and making changes to your distribution. You can also, after making those changes, package it all together and distribute it over the internet or in any other way that you want so that others can download your collection of packages and use your flavor of Linux. And this is entirely legal in the Linux world because you can make any changes you want to the software, provided that you make the original software and your changes free. So if you can do that, then you're cool. So there have been a bunch of different distributions over the years. Basically, it's evolved into where there are many, many distributions. As a matter of fact, if you go to Wikipedia and you search for Linux distributions, you'll find dozens, perhaps even 100 or more distributions out there. So some are very specific. For instance, there might be a extremely secure distribution or Linux for a particular handheld device or whatever, to very general distributions such as Red Hat or Debian or some others. So many different flavors exist out there. So what I thought we could do is talk about a few of the major distributions here, and then in the second talk I'll talk specifically about some others. So let's start with the first distribution, which would be Slackware. So Slackware is considered a pretty technically oriented distribution in the sense that it's historically not real easy to use or install or whatever, but it's very attractive to those who have a lot of Linux knowledge that want to be able to essentially create the distribution that they want. It used to be, many years ago, extremely popular. It's a little bit less popular now. I think a lot of the later distributions that are easier to install and update and so on have become more popular. One of those distributions is Debian. Debian is an excellent distribution of Linux. It's pretty easy to install, relatively easy, not the greatest, but pretty easy. And what's the best part of Debian is it's extremely easy to update and install new software. Debian has a tool called apt, and through this tool, it's really easy to install a whole new package of software. So for instance, let's say you say, I want a web server like Apache. All you have to do to install Apache on Debian is to just do apt-get space install space Apache. That's it. So it gets installed. So also easy to upgrade and to keep current. So that's one of the major reasons that Ubuntu is popular. Another very popular distribution, especially in the United States, is Red Hat. Some years ago, Red Hat began creating a distribution that they released, and this distribution was available for download, or you could purchase the CD set. And then the nice thing about Red Hat, for many people the nice thing is that you could also purchase support. So you could buy a license for Red Hat, and what the license would give you is the ability to get support from a human being. And some time ago, that was very attractive to a lot of users because, you know, they perhaps didn't have a whole lot of Linux experience and wanted some help kind of with their system administration and so on. So they would pay for the license and get support. And that made Red Hat extremely popular. And we'll find out in the next talk that Red Hat has kind of been the base distribution of a lot of distributions that have followed. We'll get to that in this talk part two. Red Hat is extremely easy to install now. Now, in the old days it wasn't, but nowadays you typically just pop in the CD, walk through a few steps, and it gets installed within about 45 minutes. That's typically how long it takes. So it's very easy to install. It's also easy to upgrade. There's a package, much like Debian's apt package, which is called YUM. That stands for Yellow Dog Updater Modified. And YUM allows you to very easily upgrade software, install new software, etc. So it's a very, very popular tool within Red Hat. And again, we'll talk about different flavors of Red Hat in the next talk. Another popular distribution, especially in Europe, is SUSE. It's spelled S-U-S-E. And SUSE is, again, extremely popular in Europe. SUSE was originally created in 1992, and it was in around 2003, late 2003, it was acquired by Novell Incorporated. And what Novell did was release it open source into what was called, what is now called OpenSUSE. And OpenSUSE is really popular, as I mentioned, in Europe. And one of the reasons is it has an excellent tool to keep your system updated called YAST, Y-A-S-T. And YAST stands for Yet Another Setup Tool, which in the world of Linux, you'll come to find acronyms are very important. So Yet Another Setup Tool is a tool used in OpenSUSE. And again, it's very popular, especially since it's been open source. I think the open source took place in about between 2003 and 2005. Now, one of the negatives about OpenSUSE is that Novell, the owner of it, made a patent deal with Microsoft in November 2006, and many argue that this patent legitimized Microsoft's intellectual property claims over Linux, but that's open to debate. But probably the best reason to use OpenSUSE is YAST. It's very comprehensive and intuitive. It's easy to use. Also, there's a lot of different software packages available and a lot of documentation available. So our last general distribution we'll talk about right now is one called Gentoo Linux. And this Linux was created in around 2000. And the purpose of Gentoo Linux was to be a Linux distribution for which the installation would install all the software packages, install the kernel, install other packages. And the theory was is that if we, through the installation, built the packages from source, meaning if you take the kernel, you have two options. You can install a binary kernel that's already been built for you, or you can compile it yourself. So the idea with Gentoo Linux is let's compile the kernel for each machine, and that'll take advantage of the machine's specific hardware and so on, therefore making the Linux run faster on that particular machine. Of course, it wouldn't run faster on every machine, or perhaps it wouldn't run at all on some machines, but for this particular one, it would run the fastest. So the idea was to install from source, building all the different software packages. So it began where it could take hours and sometimes days to compile everything on a machine. So in 2006, the installation was simplified using a live CD and a point-and-click installer, and that made things a bit better. But nowadays, since the hardware, I mean, you can go out and buy a machine with a screaming CPU and a lot of memory and everything. building from source does buy you a little bit, but typically not enough for the hassle, basically. So a lot of people are not installing Gentoo Linux anymore. But for experienced users, it's something to look at. So what's really good about it is there's excellent software management infrastructure. You can customize because you're actually building from source and tweak options and so on. And there's a lot of really good documentation available online. One of the cons is that there's often infighting with some of the developers. So the idea is, where's Gentoo Linux going these days? There's not really an overall vision for this particular distribution, but it's something to look at. So those are kind of some of the main flavors of distributions available. In the next talk, what we're going to do is talk about some of the variants of Red Hat and some of the variants of Debian. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for James Lee. If there's a show you'd like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune into the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.